Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
A lot of listeners send in emails on a regular basis asking us to talk about various issues or things that matter of to you, issues of concern. Emails lunchtime live at newstalk.com. That's what this listener did. It was an email that caught my eye this morning and I said we have to talk about this. So if you'll indulge me for just a moment while I read you Sarah's email. She asks if we would consider the following points about the decline of general courtesy in our society. I rarely hear the words excuse me or pardon anymore. You hold the door for somebody, there's no acknowledgement. You let somebody cross the road, there's no wave, no sense of expressed gratitude. You're at the counter, you buy a few things, the paper bags are there in front of you. No offer of placing the goods in the brown paper bag. A disgruntled grunt from the young attendant when you have the audacity to ask for a bag. Politeness is the perfume we all breathe. Is it time to put more emphasis on this in our schools? I certainly think so. Good manners will open doors that the best education can't. I thought it was a fantastic email. Etiquette expert Tina Cumran-Arias is with me on the line today. Is politeness in decline, Tina?
Yeah, it's really practically completely gone at this stage. I agree with Sarah 100%. When I was growing up, you know, at school in the 50s, we had a school report and the two first things on it were manners and conduct. And my mother used to say, listen, I understand if you're no good at maths or English, but if you ever come back with anything less than excellent for manners and conduct, you're dead. And she really meant it. And, you know, it was such a good thing to have on the school report. But I mean, these days, Andrea, yeah, as Sarah said, you let our thing with my daughter and myself is we let cars in, right? And rarely do they ever thank you or give a wave or anything. I notice an awful lot of parents not making the children say thank you. If you give them something, like I've been to a few kids' birthday parties recently and handed the child a present, it's just walked away and I shout after it, thank you would be nice, to the horror of the parents.
Brilliant.
I don't take hostages. I go straight for the jugular. I don't allow it. Waiting staff as well. You know, I have been out in a party of people and I've seen some of those people being utterly rude to the waiting staff, flicking their fingers or ordering, not even looking at the waitress or waiter, and just ordering and looking away again. And I say to them, sorry, I don't think she heard you. It would be nice to look at them and say thank you. And the waiting staff are horrified but delighted. And the person is, I was thinking about something else. No, you weren't. You were just being rude.
Yeah. So when did politeness go into such decline then, Tina?
They'll all scream. No, it wasn't, and they will be offended, but definitely the last generation, because the generation before, we still had manners and we still were frightened of our teachers to a certain extent. But this last generation, they have been pandered to, and I know they have, you know, and anything you say, oh, they're offended and they go and tell. And, you know, I watch kids around the place, they whinge and they moan. Where's the days when you got a few knocks? And you didn't even say you got up and you ran away. Not back to mummy. And then, yeah, and she did and he did. And, oh, my God. I notice also, you know, being a pensioner myself now, they have lovely seats on the bus in the Lewis with elderly people who look like my granny on sticks. And, you know, but I get on, and if it's a busy time and there are people sitting on the seats, I just go over to them and I say, thank you. And they always get up. But I don't hover. I make straight for them. There's no hovering in my world.
I love
world.
It. A listener's got in touch, Tina, listening to you to say I 100% agree with Tina and your emailer. I always make it a habit of letting at least one, if not two, cars out in front of me in my morning commute. It's only a 20-minute drive. There's nothing worse than stopping and letting somebody out in traffic and I'm not waving back. It drives me nuts. I'll always stop unless kids cross the road, or especially with a child, if there's a parent or a child or an older person, but I will never let taxis out because they're always rude. That's a bit unfair.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. They do tend to be rude. And I'm going to be in trouble. But my daughter and I have a game we play, and we know Audi, BMW and Mercedes drivers don't say thank you. They just drive out because they're entitled.
You can't say they all don't say thanks, Tina.
Well, do you know what, Andrea? To date, they have.
Michelle,
to date, they have. And we have been counting.
You've been counting, right. Well, I'm not going to question your research then. Michelle Harding is with us as well, Tina. Michelle is from the School of Life. Is there any saving us, Michelle, or is general courtesy and politeness dead and gone?
Well, Andrea, I'm working on this every single day. So I deliver workshops in secondary schools 5 days of the week, and the schools are very open to it, very, very receptive, and the kids love it. Hence why I'm out 5 days of the week. And it's all about even anybody, any age, it's about looking at your interactions. It's your headspace. That's a huge factor. People are very busy in their own headspace and task focused and thinking about what they have to do next, and they miss the people around them. And that's when that rudeness comes in, or just that lack of social awareness. And it's about slowing down. And during a workshop, like, the students are looking back at me going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, because I showed them moments when they can apply this the minute they walk out the classroom door.
Give me an example. What are you teaching them?
So, for example, like, five things they can do from the minute they walk out the door. It's knowing, first of all, about a door and who is the right of way. And knowing that when you're walking through a door, you're looking at you and you always look back. Is there somebody coming? You hold the door. And somebody holds the door for you. It's that whole acknowledgement. Thank you. It's applying a 5 foot, 10 foot rule. It's used in a lot of industries now. But it's, if somebody's within 5 foot of you, you should greet them verbally. Hello, how are you? And this applies wherever you are.
Do you mean a total stranger?
I do, Andrea. I absolutely do. If you're walking down the street, I'm not talking about Grafton Street now where it's a melee of people, but I think that if you're walking along a pathway and there's somebody coming toward you, I'm walking my dog, they're walking their dog, I look up and I say, hello, how are you? But people aren't doing that anymore. Our ability to...
Hang on, Michelle, 1 second. I'm going to cut across you now and be rude for a moment, because I just want to reconnect with your phone line there. Would you do that, Tina? Would you engage with people that close
absolutely
when you pass them?
Yes, I would. I live in a village here in Wicklow. And yes, anyone I pass, I always say hello. Now, funnily enough, there are a lot of new people who have moved to our town. They've just built 6 new housing estates. And I say hello to them and they don't respond. And they're new people in the town, because, I mean, I've lived here 26 years, so I know basically everyone here. And the funny thing is, we were talking about it at a Tidy Towns thing, and they said, yeah, we are getting no response from these people who have moved into the town. They look at you as though you're going to ask for something, so they look away. It's okay. The weirdest thing.
So after you greet people, even just with an acknowledgement or a hello, Michelle, what's your other piece of advice?
Interact before you transact. So, for example, I would say to the students, if they're going to the school secretary, if they're going to the canteen staff, it's that interaction is very important for us. And it's, hello, Mary, how are you? Could I get a form for? Can I use the phone? And it takes less than 10 seconds to actually interact. But this is something that they practice and apply. And later on, this is going to be them, whether they're a manager, whether they're whatever. And it's that little courtesy. That courtesy is the opening to an interaction. And it's how people perceive you straight away. And it forces people to just slow down. Don't go straight to the task. So it's just adding little niceties to our interactions. It's, you know, a latecomer coming into a conversation. So again, I would say to them, if you've been sitting here at lunch and or you're helping a teacher and you join a group late and you're on the periphery of a conversation for a minute trying to catch up on what's happening. Everybody is so busy, they don't even notice that you joined late. But being the person in the group who notices something like that and says, oh, Andrea, where were you? Oh, I was just helping Miss O'Keefe. All right, we're just talking about, do you remember yesterday we were all sitting here and Mr. O'Rourke came over and he was at... bring
involve
the latecomer
people
up to date.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a fair
is
point.
The conversation, no. Yeah, is the conversation topic something that everybody can listen to? So these are skills that have to be taught. They absolutely have to be taught. And when you apply it to their personal situations, to see the relevance, and they go, oh my gosh.
Now,
but if you don't practice it every day, it's gone.
2 points from texters. Vinny totally disagrees. He says, I have an 18-year-old. He and his mates are always polite. In contrast, I've held doors open for older people who have simply walked through with no acknowledgement. I simply say thank you myself as they're passing, but this generally just earns a glare. Women, in general, are worse, says Vinny. Another texter, this is going to annoy people now, I totally agree with the decline in manners, but I also think that location has a lot to do with it. Local culture accounts for a lot. I live in rural North County Dublin. We all smile. We say good morning, hello, please, thank you. We let cars out in traffic, and I'm always shocked at the lack of manners and common courtesy in the bigger towns and cities. I always think community has a lot to do with manners. And Tina, this listener is very put out by your Mercedes driver comment that it's not fair. This texter drives a Mercedes and says, I'm sick letting people out in front of me only to have them swan off as if they're royalty. So that comment is too much of a generalisation, Tina.
Well, I used to be a Mercedes owner myself, but I tried to bring the gospel to the other drivers, but it didn't catch on. But I like that last man. Not every young person is rude. Absolutely, not every Mercedes driver, but or BMW or Audi driver. But I do find generally, the more up the scale you go, the more entitled they feel. And I'll tell you something, Andre. I used to be the social editor for Image magazine.
That's right.
So I cover all these big events and everything. And I used to be, I'm not a drinker, never have been, don't like the taste of it. But I used to sit there and watch all these people getting tanked. And I was fascinated. Extremely wealthy people. Their rudeness to the waiting staff was legendary.
Yeah.
I was amazed by their rudeness, and I thought, oh my God, you really cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Well, I can't put it any better than that. Etiquette expert Tina Kumarionis and Michelle Harding from the School of Life, thanks a million to you both, and to our Sarah, our listener, who sent in that initial email. A lot of people very much in agreement with you, Sarah, I can tell you that. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.